Welcome back to Halftime, visiting with DJ Williams from George Washington University. And DJ, your season so far really looks like you're getting into a nice rhythm, a nice groove right now. Do you feel like you're getting more comfortable with the double-digit performances recently?
Definitely. I definitely feel like as the season went on, I was able to figure out, you know, my sweet spots, you know, the times to be aggressive, you know, taking advantage of mismatches and stuff. So I think as the season went on, I definitely evolved as a player and learned how to attack more efficiently.
I know you're so excited, too, because last year obviously had to be tough for you transition-wise. Now, be able to play basketball during the year as you transfer from Illinois, and you've developed a nice relationship with Armel. You guys had a lot of time together. Tell me about what that year was like for you as you tried to get into GW and get ready for basketball this year.
It was pretty long. I mean, sitting out, nobody wants to sit out, but, I mean, it was pretty good. I was able to, you know, not only get better physically, but, you know, mentally as well, you know, sitting on the bench, you know, being able to watch every home game, but when the guys went on the road, you know, I was able to learn, you know, the matches I was playing this year, or, you know, just being able to scout and see how I would be able to impact our team. So I think that was helpful for me sitting out.
Do you feel like you had something to prove after your couple years at Illinois? I mean, obviously, you've been able to kind of showcase yourself a little bit more here as you get going in your junior year, basketball-wise. Do you feel like you had something to prove that things didn't go exactly like you wanted to in Champaign?
I don't think it was to prove anybody to anyone else. I think it was just to prove to myself that, you know, still love this game. You know, it was a frustrating 2 years there, but once I got here and was able to play, it was like, you know, a weight off my back, and I was able to enjoy the game of basketball again. I'm just happy to be out here and compete with my teammates every night.
All right, so when I first started broadcasting here, there was a player named Mike Hall who went to Shepherd High School, which is about 17 miles from Simeon in Chicago, and you guys are kind of similar in the way you play, very physical, very tough down low. Is that the way, the style of play that it is in Chicago? Is that similar to what you had to go through in all those years of playing in Simeon and in Chicago?
Yeah, you definitely have to be tough coming out of Chicago, especially the type of environments that's there. You know, growing up, you know, you only have a couple options. You either going to play sports or, you know, be out in the streets doing no good. So usually when you pick that route, when you just stick to playing basketball, football, baseball, any sport you want to pick, man, I think that's the best way to go about it. Definitely being from Chicago, I definitely think I have an edge. You know, with some guys, you know, I'm sure other guys came from similar, you know, backgrounds as me, but I think Chicago guys definitely had that edge more than others.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did the number 13 come from?
You know what? I was number zero, and when I committed, I wanted to get zero, but you know, Missoula already, you know, he was already committed, so I let him get the number. And 13, you know, a couple of my favorite players, you know, James Harden, Paul George, you know, their numbers are 13.
And so Will Chamberlain, like, too.
Yeah, Will Chamberlain, you know. So, you know.
That's why you decided.
You know, try something different. It's been feeling good on me, so.
Very good. So sociology is the major and the degree you're looking for. Can you tell me about some of your favorite classes or a favorite professor? Or what's student life like for you at GW?
Student life. I mean, it's been interesting this last 2 years. Definitely different from the University of Illinois, but kind of similar to, you could say, both top schools academically here. You know, able to connect with my tutors. You know, the professor's always nice. I'm always able to, you know, if I have a problem or something that I see, I can go to them after class or, you know, office hours and, you know, give me their assistance on what they can do. But I think it's been a smooth process, you know, for me transferring from, you know, Illinois to here. So.
Was it weird to not be able to play basketball last year? Did it help your classwork a little bit, or were you used to, you know, because you still had to come to practice and things like that?
I don't think it was any different. I mean, the guys got to travel, so, you know, they got to, you know, skip a couple of days of class.
Right.
But me and Armel, you know, we used to every day. You know, I think it did make it a little bit easier for us to focus because, like I said, we didn't have to travel or, you know, worry about missing classes and stuff like that. So I think it was much smoother last year as far as class.
It seems like your team has some good camaraderie and they work hard together. And can you talk about the cohesiveness and the togetherness of this team. When things aren't going well, you guys still maintain a belief that you can get through each game and find a way to win.
It's definitely a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
Everyone's close. You know, everyone's looking at each other as brothers. I feel like everyone, like 20 years from now, I feel like everyone is still be in touch or, you know, still be friends and there for one another. But, yeah, we definitely, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're the ones that's, you know, going out there to compete. So we got to, you know, always stick together and figure out ways to come out to win. I know it's been an up and down year for us, but we always, every game, we're going in to win. We know we're not going in with the mentality, like, you know, with our record. We're not going in with that mentality. We're going in. You know, if we're undefeated, like, we don't want to lose. So
yeah, you got 40 minutes, right?
Yeah, 40-minute game. You know, everyone puts on their pants the same way. So we just want to come out on top every time. So,
so you're an upperclassman now. Does Mezzi or Marcus or Shannon, do those guys ever reach out to you? Do you look after them as a leader? Tell me about the freshmen and how you could help them.
I think Mezzi the most because, you know, we play the same position. I know I was going through a similar situation in my last school.
Okay.
You know, I was a freshman coming in, you know, and the best player was in my position. So, you know, I didn't expect too much playing time, but, I mean, I was able to learn. Being able to guard Malcolm Hill, by the way, I was able to guard him every day in practice. I think that made me a better defender as well because he was one of the top scorers in the Big Ten and stuff. So I think that helped me out. Same thing with Mezzi. You know, he guards me in practice, and I think that I definitely, you know, benefit him as well, you know, having to guard me. And he, even during the game, if he sees something, he might come up to me and tell me, like, yo, you should do this or you should do that. So I think that's helpful that he can, as a younger guy, you know, let me know, fill me in on some things he think I should do better.
Right, and I've seen that a lot with him, and you guys are humble enough to take advice from anybody, right? Doesn't matter if he's a freshman or a coach.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you see something, you know, we all put in work here, you know, so if you see something you think your teammate should be doing, that's the point of being brothers, you know. You want to always see your brother do better, so if you see something, just let them know, and you should never take it to heart because we all care for one another. So
do you have superstitions or any game day prep that you do every single game to get ready, tie the left shoe first or something like that, or something that you've always done when you were getting ready for games?
Recently, I always work out at the shoot around. I usually get some shots up for about 15, 20 minutes. And then, you know, before every game, I usually say a prayer, you know, during the national anthem. And once the national anthem's over, I always tap my chest twice and put the number 2 sound for my friend that lost to gun violence a couple of years ago. His favorite number is 2, so.
What was his name?
Saeed Ivy.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm able, you know, just show appreciation to him.
That's
and,
very nice.
You know, stuff. And I know he's looking over me before the game, so.
That's awesome. DJ, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.